The Brainy Report for Golden Ponds Fishing in Marin Park. Goldenponds.com.au.
It is a Monday morning, and a Brady, g'day.
Morning, boys. Morning, everyone.
Now, there's been plenty of talk about the EPL here and plenty of talk over there.
There's a really interesting story developing here in the last couple of hours, Millsy. Obviously, everyone is desperate to see sport of any kind, and you know, but it can only really return when everything is safe to do so. And what's developing here tonight is that EPL bosses have been talking a lot over the weekend, and the talk is of next season being behind closed doors. So there's no sign of a vaccine against COVID for 12 to 18 months. And, you know, regardless of whether this season even finishes, whether they do it in Australia, or this is all far-fetched stuff, I think. But next season, they're already making plans to play behind closed doors. It would decimate the income. I mean, clubs make millions of dollars every single match day on the day revenue from fans paying for tickets, the food, the drink, the programs. You know, it's going to have a huge impact.
And you've got a new app over there.
Yeah, so this is being launched today. National Health Service are launching a mobile app, a contact tracing app. So it will alert you if you've been anywhere near. So obviously everyone carries their mobile phones. It's clever technology. It will alert you if you've been near someone who has had the virus. They're trying it out on the Isle of Wight, which is a small island off the coast of Southampton and Portsmouth, just down on the south coast. 150,000 people approximately live on the Isle of Wight. And the idea is that, you know, it will just share information better about who has had the virus. And ultimately, the more we know and about contact tracing, it could result in the lockdown being lifted a bit quicker. More of which later in the week, apparently, from Boris Johnson.
All right, mate, you take care. We'll do it again tomorrow.
We will. Have a great day, guys.